We are continuing our shiurim on the kavanos of Kaddish. Again, using the sefer of Nekudas HaKesef and the Hashlamas Chelek Aleph. So those who are following with the sefer, it's on page 198 of the sefer of Nekudas HaKesef. Those who have the PDF format is on page, which page is that?
45.
Page 45 is the PDF format. So let's start over here. Say the kavanos of Tokas and Mochim, the Kantanos Aridei Mochim, the Gadlos. In Yono, Sidor, Vatamo. Now, let's just run by a very quick summary of what Kaddish is all about. So, Api Kabbalah, Api the Arizal, and the way the Rashash knows Arizal, it's very simply the Algemena, the normal Amshachas Hashefa from Abba V'Ima Tezan. That's basically what we find with Kaddish. Now, what is confusing for most people, especially when starting to learn this, is that the Arizal uses multiple Lishonis over here. He starts using Lishonis of Olamos. He starts throwing in Shemus, Lishonis of Hecholos. Hechol Kodosh Kodoshim, Hechol Shesh Hecholos Atachtoinim, and then he throws in Patsufim. Atik and Arich and Yaakov Orachel. So all these Eridikim, all everything that he's speaking about is all these lashonos are all b'derech erechim, erechim kinuyim. That's what it's called. But rather, it's what I just told you. The beginning to summarize Kaddish is very simple. You have Zavi here, and you have Abvim on top, and the Bimashpia on Zav. And thus is thus. That's all it is. So Abba is going to be nicknamed as Hechal Kodesh Kodoshim. Ima's Shefa is going to be nicknamed as Shesh Hecholos Etachtoinus. Abba is going to be given names as Atik and Abba V'Ima. Arich and Ima is going to be given names of Zun V'Yakov Orocha. Various kinuyim, but not to get lost in all these kinuyim, but rather just we're going to try to, you know, look at it very simply as much as possible. Okay, so again, Abba V'Ima giving over Sheva to Zah. That's as simple as that. Now, what's the Tachlis of Kaddish? The Tachlis of Kaddish is very simple. Like it's in the order of tefillah, as well as we know there's four parts of tefillah. There are things that we say which are keneged the world of asiya. There are things in tefillah that were keneged the world of yetzirah. There are things that we say are keneged the world of bria. As we all know this, and find when you get the shmona esrei, that's what we say to be keneged. What I mean by keneged to misakin the world of atzilus. Now, what's going to happen through the four levels that we're going through as we're following the tefillahs through the Chayei Brochas, through Baal Shema, to Birkas Shema, until the Shmona Esrei, we're raising up actually the world of Asiya to the Yetzirah, Yetzirah to Bria, Bria to Atzilus. And then finally, when you get to the Kaddish and Ashrei after Kedusha, then you're going downward. You bring the Shefa back down to the world of Asiya. Okay? The question is, how do you bring these worlds up? So that is where Kaddish comes in. Kaddish is the impetus and the koach to send one world above to the other, to the other, to the other. Now, okay, so that's clear. That is the tachlis of Kaddish. Now, we have to know wherever there's Shefa.
All the different types of Kaddish.
Yeah. Well, this, just in general. In general, right? There's a Kaddish of Yosom that does something a bit different. Okay, but in general, that's what Kaddish is there for. To be male oilem le oilem. Okay? Now, we know the rule is every time you have Shefa, a new Shefa coming down from the Patsufim Elyon, you have to be choshish, what's called the Chitzonim. That's a negative entity that lived below the world of Asiya called Bia Tachton, Akali. And they have the intentions, full intention to be Yoinik and to Chap the Shefa. Okay, and they do. They go, and they primarily are in the mokum of the lowest parts of the Shefa, low parts of Zah, which is called, which the mochim, which they are actually intended to chap, is called mochim de katnas, the lower parts. And those are depicted as elokim. So that is their nourishment, okay? And therefore, since obviously our job is to make sure that they don't get it, the Shefa, and Koshekin, we don't want them to get the Mochim, the Godless, or we don't want them to start building up and start like what happened in Mitzrayim, that the Mitzvim were able to actually, the Arizal and Shaul Kavanos explains to us how the Mitzvim were able actually to go up to the highest parts of Zah, climb up and be yoinik from Zah, which is our Koach, which gives us the Klal Yisrael Koach. So in order not to repeat such a situation, what we need to do is blow the Chitzonim away. And the way we do that is bring Moichim the Gadlus first, even though that's not the Seder, we're supposed to bring small Shefa and then build up. But rather, we're going to bring big Shefa, Moichim the Gadlus, we blow the Chitzonim away, and then once we blow the Chitzonim away, then we can start bringing in the Moichim the Kaplus, which is going to be then an easier way to bring the Moichim. So we're going to go Shiloh Kesidna, like we've seen in Shai Kavanos and Pesach. Okay, so those are the two important points we have to stand by Kaddish. Those are the two tachlesim. Okay, is that clear? That basically summarizes what we've done till now, and then everything is just details and how to build up Zah. Zah is built the way it's formatted over here in Kaddish, is that there's two parts to Zah. Let me just show you, as we've seen many times. This is what we call the Vakta Zah, and then we'll have another exactly the same, but we're going to call this the Galdezah, and he's going to be subsplit into different components called Ibu, Unique, and Gadlus. Ibu, Unique, and Gadlus. Both on the first page and the second page. And what we're doing in Kaddish is you're going to be nurturing Zah on different levels, on the Unique stage, on the Ibu stage, and on the Mokhim stage. Okay? So we're basically filling up these boxes in Kaddish. This is a simple Zah. So, so what we're going to learn now, we're going to learn about the second component, which is very important, on page 198. What's important is that we're going to learn about the Amtaka tonight. Amtaka in order to blow away the Chitzon. So here we go. After Shalamad was said, Amshachat Amokim, the evil Yenika, the Gadlus, the Abba Ve'ima, Lehechal Kodosh HaKodoshim, Shisha HaKodosh, התחתונים דזה, וכל עולם עושה אנו רוצים לעלוס. So therefore, okay, what is he just said in this line? It sounds a bit complicated, but again, it's very simple. You bring up Shefa into the three different mekoyimas of Zah. Why again? That's the first tachlis of Kaddish, to build up Zah. And what he means by Hecha Kodosh Kodosh is just the Gal Dezah, and the Shesh Hecholos HaTachnos just means the Vak Dezah. Okay, simple as that. Abba v'ima giving Sheva to the Vak and the Gal Dezah. Ima, by the way, the rule is Ima always gives Sheva to the Vak Dezah. And Abba is going to be giving him Sheva to the Gal Dezah, which is called Hecha Kodosh Kodosh. And then he says, Agav, so what's going to give Zah to for receiving all that Shefa? He's going to be able then to be Maile himself. It's an Aliyah for him to go from Oilam to Oilam. It's going to give him the impetus and the Koach to go up. V'she'al yodom yalu Zah de'olam s'biyadatsiyos mizeh lezeh im chelek ha'mu'ul shel birurim. Nabo lil modata et kavanos hamtokas ha'mochim dekatnos al yidei mochim dekadlus v'inyon. Okay, so that's shlab number one. Shlab number one is that you want to give Shefa to Zah in order to build them up. And you want to not only build them up, you want to give him an aliyah too. For example, you're starting to the world of Asiya, you want to push him up to the world of Yetzirah. But remember, again, just to add a little prat over here, that there's two different nekudas over here. There's what's called the world of Asiya, Atapta. There's also the world of Asiya Datsiris. So what we're going to be focused on, Be'etzim, is really, in Kaddish, is Asiya Datsiris. We're going to bring it up to the world of Yetzirah. Okay, that was point number one. Point number two is what we're going to do now is we want to blow away and a misalik the Chitzonim over here.
We're not doing Bichalim, that's in Asiya Tachtim or Bichalim Kaddish.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we're Mashpia. We're not Maile, but Mashpia to them, yeah.
Yeah, but Ashpia always, but... Asiya Tachtuna is by Tefillin, by Yifne V'Itoil. Nothing with Kaddish Bichal, with Tefillin Bichal, Be'etzem.
Now, Tam, Tzorach, Amtaka, Demochim, Dekatnus, Demochim, Dekatnus. Now, why do you have to do it? I already told you already, that's to take away the siluk of the Chitzon, but we'll see it inside in the Arizal here. Shakavon, this is Dush Kaddish.
Mochim, Dekatnus, Mochim, Dekatnus.
Yeah.
So, we're not doicheden.
What?
We're not doicheden.
No, we want the Moichan Derukim.
Yeah?
Of course, it's Moichan. That's what the Ibn Yuni can take, right? The Ibn Yuni of Zah take Moichan Derukim.
Yeah, yeah, but when you got Moichan de Gadlus, Moichan de Gadlus doesn't push away the Moichan de Katnus?
No.
In Amidah, yes.
I think you're making a mistake with Tefillah. Yeah, when we get the Shmon Esre, you bring in Moichan de Katnus, and then Moichan de Gadlus comes and pushes it down. You don't take away anything.
No, push it down.
That's what you meant, right? Yes, you're pushing it down into the nine Nechaga.
Yeah, that's
right?
What I'm talking about.
What? That's no, it's not a form of Amitaka, but that's what you do really because you want to get the book of the Gadlus. There's no place, so it's, you know, that's the way it goes. You're just pushing it down.
But this is not the
book. No, here's Amitaka. Here's a proper Amitaka, and this Amitaka will take away the klippas, as the Rizal tells right now. Kabbalis Barasha Kaddish Nitkan Lanos Ez Olomus Lemalam Madrigosam. So that's the first Nikudah we spoke about. Well, the second Nikudah actually to bring up the Olomus one to the other. Kagon. Asiya de Asiya bi yitzira v'kiyotze. Bine, anu misyari, we're afraid. Pen chaz v'sholom al di aliyas olomos yalu gama klipas imahim. Not only, there's two things. First of all, we're not afraid that they're going to be yoinik. That's one problem. The other problem is that they're going to be yoinik and stay there. And as we're doing the aliyah, they're going to chaparai and they're going to get into the elevator and come up to the higher world and be yoinik even worse. That's why the whole Indian of Targum is over there. He says, כי אלון הסבר כשקרון הזה קדש הוא להכניע קליפוס כנזכר לפרשת תחומה. והנה כל אחי זה קליפוס היא במוכן דקטנוש ששמוס אלוקים כנודע. והם שלוש המוכן מלובוש מתוך נאי די אימא ועוד שלוש המוכן מאחרים מלובוש ונאי די אבא והרי הם שיש המוכן שהם שישה שמוס אלוקים ומאלו האלוקים יון כמחיצונים. Right? Three from Abba, three from Ima, that's six. That's all the unique that they have. ולכן צריך בראשון לתק את המוחים אלו, להמשך מוחים וגדלות, and here's the punchline, כדי שיסטלקו החיצונים משם, ולא ידבקו בהם עד כאן לראשון. So it says in the Kutus Kesem, מובר הרב שכל החיצת יניקה, יניקה זה קלי היא מהמוחים דקטנוס. ולכן, כדי שלא ירוצנו לקלי ממוחים דקטנוס, שמשם הם. יכול להכניס את המבוא. אנו מחבל הם להמשך מוחים דקטנוס, הרוע למוחים דקטנוס להמתיקים, להמתיקון ועל ידי כן מסתלקים הקליפה ואין יכול לאחוז בהם ואז לא יאחוזו בעליית עולות. Very simple. Now, סדם כל המתוקות הראשונו דמוכן דקנטוס על ידי הראשים או דמוכן דגדוס אחרי תבסי.
What are we מעלה? We are מעלה
דו. רבא.
What?
What?
מעלה דו עולמוס. דו עולמוס. Why do we have any clip in דו עולמוס? Because there is clippers.
Yeah.
מה זה קשור לזמוכים דקטנוס עכשיו?
מוכן דקטנוס, because they're yoinik from there.
Where are
what attracts them there? The attracts them, they live in Via Tachton, right? So they're going to go, right? There's a Via Tachton, which is underneath the world of Asiya.
Yeah.
So that's really Via Tachton, Via Tachton the Klippas. So they go up in order to be yoinik when they see Shefa. Once they're there, they chapa a tram. And Trump, and they go up into the Olamos.
But the chapa Trump with Mochin de Katnus.
No, Mochin de Katnus is just the food. Once they're there, they're in a mokum called the Olam Asiya. Once you're sitting in the comfortably in the mokum Asiya, after they've eaten all the mokum de Katnus, let's say, they're going to go up with that world of Asiya that which is going up. Asiya that Tzilos, which is a big more. They're sitting there and going, "Well, this is fun," you know, and they're going up to the world of Yitzir.
Okay.
Right? Now that's a choven, right? The more and more klippas there are in the world, the more of a choven there is. Now, here we're going to discuss about how technically is this hamtoka going to happen? Okay, this is more in the details. We're talking about the mochem de gadlus comes away, comes along, and pushes away the chitzonis. So it's going to work what's called, it's going to work out today what's called Rishimo. Let's see.
Okay,
הנה, המתוקס הראשון אז נעשה אחרי דלת טבעס יסגדה ויסגדה שווה רבה. Okay, that's the first המתוקס we're going to see. כוונו, המתוקס, המתוקס זו, כוסף רע בשעה כוונוס. And this is what we're going to say. But this, by the way, this was done by the chef of the Ima. The chef of the Ima, as soon as you say Yisgadal, sorry, this is the chef of the Abba. When you say Yisgadal, Yisgadal, Shem Rabba, therefore, at the end of those four words, you brought the Gal Devak of the Vak, okay? And that is the mochad, the mochad the ima is going to come down, and then which is mochad the gadlus the ima, which is going to push down the chitzonim, which are found in the kach of the chagat, the shesh kacholas. So let's see the inside. okay, so says the Arizal, shakimonos. Va'omer mochim atzma delokim nirmas berashe tevos. וסוף הטבעס של יסגדל, יסגדל, שמי רבה. So look at the first letters and look at the last letters. שהם יוד, וזה ראש הטבעס, יוד, ווב, and then שין ריש, which is spelled יושה, יושה. That's the ראש הטבעס של יסגדל, יסגדל, שמי רבה. Now, והוא סוד שהפוסוק, מהפוסוק, מהפוסוק, ידין לאומים במישורים. כנזכר בזוהר. כי הגבורה נקרא מישורים. מישורים. וכן בזוהר שישרים על הפוסק, מישורים אהוביך. וביאור הוא על ההי אויסיוס מנצפח. וכבר הודעתיך, כי אלו אויסיוס הם הי, הי גבורס הנודס. These five letters represent the five גבורס. ולהיוס כי אלו המורכים דלוקים הם דינים וגבור לכך, לכן נקרא יושה. יושה. וגם העניין הוא כי הנה גימול מורכים דאמא וגימול דאבא, שהם שש אלוקים, הם גמטריה יושה. יושה. Okay, so we look at the Rashi tables, we look at the gematria of אלוקים, and that all makes the Indian of יושה. Vainu, he explains, Vainu, Shtemus Yisgadah Shomer Rabba Nirmaz Bekama Ophanim. Bekama Ophanim, which is so. Mochim the Kadus Hem, Gimel Elokim, Hem the Abba, Hem the Ima. And he continues, Kabar Biyanu Bimokim Acher, Ki Kasher Baim Mochim the Gadlus, when the Mochim the Gadlus comes, Afal Pi, Sheacher Kamistalkin, so what happens? The Mochim Gadlus doesn't stay there where the Mochim the Kadlus are, but rather it's just in and out. Comes in, comes out. So what does that help? Einon mistalkim legamba. But nevertheless, the more the gadlus come, but they don't leave completely. Ubeherche shenisha rishimo dilon tamam. There's a rishimo that stays over there. Vahahu rishimo mamtika gvor delokim dekat. That's it. That's the yisod. The yisod, the way it works technically, is that the mochim degalus come and they come out, but they leave a reshimo, and that reshimo is able to be mamtik the lelukim the katnas. Aval betchila beheyosam besod elam as ein a reshimo the mochim the gadlus nikar. Because remember we saw at the beginning that the elokim starts in stages when the parts of zah. Is in the evil stage, he doesn't even have Elohim, he only has Aleph, Lamed, Mem. And then later on, as he's growing, unique, and then he gets his Yud, the Yud K, and that's going to give him the, excuse me, a full set of Elohims. So therefore, at this stage, when he's an Ebo, and he only has Aleph, Lamed, Mem, that doesn't, the Amtoka will not take place yet. Aval Kasha Higdil, Hagdol Rishona mean Aleph Lamed Mem Nase Elokim when he receives his Yud K as Nika Rishimo Shel Gadlus, then the Gadlus, which was the Rishimo that came before that, will be able to tick in, as to say, and then start doing them talking. Venoda Kamorim the Gadlus and Bechnes Havayas Venimsa Kerishimo the Morim the Gadlus Kamu Ye Bechnes Havayas. ואם תחבה הווי ואלוקים יהיה בבחינת יבוק. בגמטריה יבוק. בסוד, ויבוא מעבר יבוק, כמובן אצלנו, ונמצא. כי גימו מורים דקטוס הם, גימלוקים חברים עם שלושה הוויאס, וסך כולם הם בגמטריה שין למלבב. כמעניין, סוף הטבוס יסגדה ויסגדה שמי רבה. Which sof hatevus, which would be lamed, shin, hey, and aleph, which makes exactly shin lamed vav, 336. Ve'bechiras shlosh elokim de'ima, animtokim al yedei shlosh havayos, da'ahu rishim odemotim de'gadlus k'nizka. V'chole. Ve'kevan she'rimazenu, elu, she'rimzu, elu amorim de'ima, excuse me. But Mismar Shin Lamed Vav, the Kenizga ain't sorry lahaski gamok in the Abba, Kivashem Lovoshim Tor Shel Ima, Ubra, Kigamok in the Abba, Nirmuz Baroshit Roshet Eva Shal Isgada, which as we said, which is Vav, Yud, Shin, and Reis. Isgada, Gaz Shemerma. How big Matri Yoshin Kenizga? Elachain ain't sorry lauzo is Karam. So, Bekitzur, what's happening over here is that we want to do a Maisa Amtoka in order that the Chitzonin should have the Shefa of Mochin the Kapit. So we first bring in to the Aleph Lamed Med, which is already the Mochim that Zahaz B'Shas Ibo. We bring in the Mochim the Gadus, and then later on, when there's a growth, when we're less choishes of the Chitzonin, because we already have the Gadus in place that do the Amtoka, when there's a growth in Zahn, I guess it's Yud K, Shemei Yud K, that makes Aleph Lamed Med into Elohim's, and at that point you think the Chitzonin will be able to have the Shemus Elohim, already have in place the Rishim of the Gadus that came before that, and that's able to expel by doing the Amtoka on the Elohim's. You have three Elohims, because that's Netzachot Yisod of Ima coming in. That's the chef of Ima. That's the Mochim de Ima. So you're going to have a Shilu, because the Mochim de Gadlus of Zah, the Mochim de Gadlus of Mochim de Gadlus in principle are Havayas. So what we're going to see, the Siddur, in essence, we're going to have Havayas, three Havayas coming down, and Bimamtik, the three Elohims, which are already those, right? The Mochim de Katnus. We're going to have Shiluv, and that's going to be done not only for three Abbas and three Elohims, for Ima, we're going to also have to do that for Abba as well. So the Arizal tells us this by mentioning because it's Hanach. Now, Ubevai Rav, Shamorim Dekadu Shem Gimel Shem Moitz Elohim, the Ima, Mamtikim Aladeh, Harishim or the Mochim Dekadus, Ki Einzel Laske, the Mochim Dekadu Shem Abba, because it's the same thing. Now, Omam, Rabbi Rashad Zia Ben Av Shalom, because of Zil Loshim Kotcho. ויחבן כי מספר ראש הטבוס יסגדל, יסגדל שמרבה, הם היו אותו יושב בגמטריה שישה אלוקים. Now that to do with the chef of Abba now. וסוב הטבוס שלו, גמטריה יבוק. Now that to do with Ima. והוא יחבן עמדגד היוד בייס אלוקים.
דרש הטבוס is Abba ואימא.
שיודם?
דרש הטבוס, the beginning, yeah?
Yeah.
Is Abba Ve'imo.
Well, in that scale, that's right. And we did not, the other is that we did not have to be masked as well, because that has to do with Abba as well. Yeah. So, we have the Rashi Tevas, and we have the Sofa Tevas. Right? That's six over there for Abba Ve'imo, and six over there for Abba Ve'imo. And that makes all together, that's 12. It says the Rashash, "Vohu yichaven lahamtik at yud base Elohim the mochim the evil the yinika di abba v'ima ali the yud base havayas the reshimo the mochim the gadol." So normally, when you look at this, see the Rashash and see the word reshimo, we know what he's talking about. Now that we saw the Shachavonas, that's exactly mochim the gadol, which is doing the hamtoka. It's called the reshimo.
But he said that we can't be mamtik the Ibu. I don't know if it's the Elem and Elohim I didn't have. I think when it's Elem,
yeah.
So you can't be mamtik it.
Yeah, but only when the Shef, the Yunika comes along. Then the Mahafich into the Mahafich of the Elohim.
Yeah, but when it's Ibu.
Ibu as well. Ibu grows.
Ibu grows into Yunika.
Yeah. So you have Elohim.
Yeah, but how many Elohim do you have? No. You've got 12 Elohim, I understand.
12.
But you mantic only 6 of them.
No, 12.
Why?
Because even the evil grows. Evil is no longer. Mm-hmm. You won't find any remes of Avlam Mem anymore. It's gone. He's grown now.
Even when it's the evil.
Yeah, but the evil is gone.
Yeah, but when it's evil, it's.
When it's evil, nothing's being done. There's
so
no unique.
How can you be mantic evil the unique?
We're not.
How can you be mantic mochin the evil?
It's called mochin the evil ashla alavo, but there's no alav lamed mem. It's grown. We're calling it because that stays right. Meaning we had six over there, six elokims, six elves. Let's call it lamosho. And then when the unique came along, that gave it the Shem Elohim. So now you have 12 altogether, because you have those of the Yenika and those of the evil.
Yeah.
Ah, you're telling me that the evil is only Aleph Lamed Bet. I told you, once the Yenika comes along, it gives it...
It gives to the evil?
Evil, yes. Now the evil will have an extra Yud Hey.
But the evil is gone. It's Yenika now.
Yeah, we're giving Elohim She'ovo. Yeah.
But why do we say 12? We should say 6 now.
No. That's not the way it works. That's not the way it works. We always were makir, always the same stages. We don't machavek. I'm trying to think of a good example in a mitzias here. Where do we find the countenance doesn't go away in mitzias? So let's say you have a birthmark, as when you're a cotton. You have a birthmark with your cotton. Even though when you grow, it changes, maybe it's not as big, whatever, but that mark still stays there. Same thing with the evil. The evil will change. The shameless and the evil will change, but it's still there. Still that mokum or that the magdi is not clogged.
And the shameless will change.
And the shameless will change, yeah.
And the focus is mantic, even the mokum, the evil.
That's right.
Okay, maybe.
So now he's going to explain to us exactly what's the lomdus exactly. He's going to give two different pshat on the lomdus. How's the rishima? What's pshat the rishima's mantik? Is mantik the mokum dekata? So he says as follows. Nilmad mikan sheyesh lamtik is the mokum dekata the abba. Abba pishikotz v'rab shakim say ain't something laskiram ki em luvosh ba'ima. Akvod ain't something la. So that's why it comes up to B12. And the second thing we learned from the Arizal, Sham Tok is a Gimel Avayis Begimel Elokim Nirmoz B'Tevet Shin Lamed Vav, right? The Havayis coming in, and then Tase Gam Shtei Mochim De'Ibo De'Abav Imo. So we have Yenika and then we have Ibo. וגם שתי בחינה זמורי דבק דייניק דאבריהם, נמשכו כולם בדלת טבעס, הזכרת דבקה זה השמי רמת. It's all happening in while you're bringing those four tables. ואיני מרישים עוד מורי דגדלוס, שכוסב רב שעל יודו, נמתקו מורי דאיבו ובק דייניקה, כוסב רב בספר הקודש הרחמים, שתי מהלכים לבר, מהו הרישים הזה? So exactly, what is this רישים? So the first pshat is as follows. He's quoting, the Shah Racham is quoting somebody called Rabbi Avram Salim, Shuhu, that means the Rishima, Shuhu Rishimo de Mochim de Gadus de Etzmol, Shechosim Lavo Shum Pav, Shuv Pam Hayom, who among Tikkat the Mochim de Katnas. So it's actually there are Shefa, we find this often actually, in Zivugim, in Shmona Esrei, and all